Hello, this is Ahmed Asabir again. What do you think about the prospects of space tourism? Over.
Well, I think being in space, being in zero-G is an experience that everyone should have, hopefully not just the really, really rich. I think it is something that our future will bring us, and that I'm looking forward to that time when anyone can go into space. Over.
Hello, this is Sarah Petevich. How long does it take you to adjust to the conditions on the space station after you arrive and to readjust to the conditions back on Earth when you return? Over.
Well, that's a good question, because there is an initial phase of adaptation that occurs when we arrive. It lasts somewhere between 3 and 10 days, depending on the person. It's very individual, I think. And then there's also a readaptation once we return to Earth, also about the same amount of time. So there is a definite readaptation time, but it's really amazing to me that the body can adjust to living in such different conditions.
Hi, this is Luke Hall speaking. What happens if an astronaut becomes seriously ill while on the ISS? Over.
Well, we actually are trained.
What sort of education and training did you have to undertake to reach your current position? Over.
Well, I personally finished college and then went directly to graduate school and got a PhD in biochemistry. We have a lot of astronauts who have very various backgrounds, everything from engineering, in aeronautical or other fields, chemical or physical engineering, and every kind of scientist that you can think of. Medical doctor, everything. Over.
Hi, do you have concerns about and have you had any encounters with space junk? Over.
Well, actually, Valeri Tortu, my commander, and I did a spacewalking, where we went out and installed debris fields just to reduce the risk of actually having an impact with space junk or any other debris that might actually
Yes, NA1ISS, this is BK3BPU. Thanking you very much for your time, Peggy. Thanks for the answers. It's been really great. Thank you again.